Well, it's 5 years now since the federal government nominated Muckaty Station in the Northern Territory as the site for a waste dump. Far from anything, they thought. 120 kilometres away from Tennant Creek. They got the permission of some of the local Manawangu people, but the majority of the community don't want a waste dump on their traditional land, and no amount of money will persuade them otherwise or stop them campaigning. They've done several tours, and today they bring an exhibition to Adelaide, an exhibition about the daily life of the Manawangu people. It's called Under the Nuclear Cloud. Earlier today, traditional owners Isabel Phillips, Doris Kelly, and anti-nuclear campaigner Natalie Wesley came into the studios.
My name is Isabel Phillips. My name is Doris Kelly.
My name is Natalie Wesley from the Beyond Nuclear Initiative.
Tell me a little bit about the campaign to stop there being a waste dump at Muckaty, which you've been carrying on for some time now. So why have you come down to South Australia to talk about this?
To let people know that we'll never give up hope, that we're going to try to do it in every way that we're going to stop it coming to our land.
So, Natalie, tell me about what's been happening. I mean, this has been quite a long-running campaign, 5 years, I believe, divided the community. Martin Ferguson has decided there will be a dump at the moment. Can you just tell us where the whole thing's up to?
The community was really strong even before the nomination was made to say they didn't want it to go ahead, and tried to meet with minister after minister because it's changed hands a few times and consistently have been refused meetings and really shut out of the process. And as you know, Minister Ferguson's just ploughing ahead now to say that he does want it to be at Muckaty. New legislation that's almost a year old now specifically names Muckaty as the only site to be further assessed. So the community's right to be very worried that, you know, he's got a closed door and full steam ahead towards Muckaty.
At the moment, if it's all steam ahead, full steam ahead, has anybody given you dates about what's going to happen and when?
No.
And what have you done, written letters?
Yes. Try to ask him to come and sit with
trying to talk to them and trying to push the boundary back.
So when you do try to talk to the government, what do you say? Why do you tell them you don't want it there?
We don't want that thing because we want that land to be clean as it was before. As people passed and passed, and we want to keep it as it is.
Now that you've come to Adelaide with this photographic exhibition, which is about life in the area, can you explain what kind of photos were taken?
There's a lot of different ones there. It's based on people's life that are living in Tennant Creek. It's like a culture, and it's like everyday lifestyle for us.
So you want to explain to people that this is how we live and we don't want a nuclear waste dump?
After the nuclear waste dump battle was won in South Australia by the Coongatoo and the community, the Howard government at the time chose the Northern Territory because it was politically weaker. It didn't have the chance to pass laws like South Australia did. And they were really clear that was the only reason they chose the Northern Territory, was because of its weaker political status. And they thought, you know, more politically expedient. And the same reason they keep targeting remote areas, often Aboriginal communities or Aboriginal land, is to try and exploit that same political weakness. But they've once again come up against a really formidable battle with the community. You know, DK and Isabel and others have travelled tirelessly for 5 years to get the word out about Muckaty, because people hadn't heard of Muckaty before this had happened. But now, you know, people all around the country understand how hard these ladies and their community have fought to try and stop the waste dump going there.
And this exhibition, how much do you think that will help? How do you hope that will help?
I think it will look at how the way we live in Tennant Creek. When the government's going to put the nuclear waste on the land, it's going to destroy it, and we won't be going out hunting or clicking bush medicine. It won't happen. It's going to destroy, and we won't be living like our ancestors lived before.
Isabel Phillips, Doris Kelly and Natalie Wesley in the Wire's Adelaide studios earlier today. Isabel also read a poem that she's written. It's called On My Land.
On the land there's a cattle station named Muckaty, and a landscape of hill, rock, creeks, plants and animals, which is all connected with Aboriginal totem. On the land our people have spiritual belief, in which connected through land. Our people have history by telling story about the country and protecting sacred site. On the land, our people have passion with dancing and ceremony, showing body painting in which dream and you belong. We build bridge and engage with different tribes through language and kinship. On our land, our elders are the principal in that they carry the knowledge and experience of law and culture through country. On the land, our people have a huge impact in what we believe about the country, which is our ancestors passed on through generation. On the land, our people have the right to say no to nuclear waste dump on a beautiful country because we are strong hunters and strong warriors. Whatever it takes, we will stop it.
That lovely poem, On the Land, from Isabel Phillips, who visited the studios earlier today. And that exhibition happening in Adelaide, it may be travelling, we'll find out about that. It's called Manawangu, Under the Nuclear Cloud, and the photographer Jagath Dirasakara has gone out and taken pictures of lifestyles and life enjoyed on the land where Makati Station is and where the waste dump is going to be.